grace and peace, brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Pentecost Sunday. I wish I could be with you in person, as I always do, as we celebrate this momentous day of the coming of the Holy Spirit, this powerful Spirit that moves and lives and breathes within us and connects us to the very presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Join me this day as we begin with a word of prayer. Gracious God, may your Holy Spirit, the Spirit that was breathed into the disciples and their ministry and gave tongues of all nations the ability to hear, to understand, to be connected as one people, children of the living God long ago. May that Holy Spirit breathe fire into us this day, a fire for justice, for peace, a strength that we need during difficult times. May it give us light in dark places and hope in places of sadness. And may your light, Lord, that surpasses all understanding, and the peace that surpasses all understanding, both rest upon our soul this day as we celebrate this powerful occasion, the day of Pentecost long ago. We ask that you will help us to see clearly that through that Holy Spirit, Lord, you are still with us here in this place. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, I have for you a very small flame in honor of Pentecost today. You see it before me. There's ancient rituals where the flame is used to burn up things that you want to unburn yourselves. In many different traditions, spiritual traditions, burdens are laid on a piece of paper and in spirit burned upon the fire so that you can let go of those burdens. We're going to do a little bit something like that later, but I want to look at the power of this flame here and what it represents. The reason I use fire as an example is, well, for to be honest, wind is very difficult to get on camera. Wind, of course, being the other symbol, and I don't have many doves hanging around here either for the Holy Spirit, but I do have flame, which is the other symbol. Hence, if we were in church right now, we'd all be wearing red. But please do feel free to wear red in spirit on Sunday when you watch this video and worship together. So the flame I have here represents, I think, more than just the Holy Spirit. It represents the beginning. The first light that was lit long ago in the hearts of the people when Jesus came into the world and invigorated a new movement towards caring for the poor, the sick, the orphan, the forgotten, those who were persecuted by the powers and nations that be. That flame began very small with a handful of disciples that were gathered from among the people. And of course, it got bigger and bigger and has, as we know, engulfed the world as disciples throughout the globe seek to live a life rooted in Christ. I want to go ahead and begin, before I speak longer, with our readings today. These readings of Pentecost and why we celebrate this sacred day. Let us begin with our reading from the book of Acts, which is the story of what happened that faithful day and how it changed the church and the lives who were there forever. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of violent wind and filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And the sound of the crowd gathered was bewildered because one had heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes. Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on earth below, blood and fire, smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great, glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Here ends the reading this morning. Our gospel reading for this Pentecost Sunday comes to us from the Gospel of John, beginning in the 20th chapter at the 19th verse. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after this, he showed them his hands and his side, and then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now I have here, brothers and sisters in Christ, speaking of sins and burdens to be forgiven, retained, let go of. In this bowl lie all the burdens and sins that myself and all of you have laid upon the cross on Good Friday evening, have hammered upon the cross, hoping that you would have these taken away from you, the burdens lifted, that you would be able to overcome the brokenness that each and every one of us experience. And most importantly, we lay those sins upon the cross, recognizing that the cross, through the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, washes us clean as we celebrate in the rivers of baptism. Now here in this bowl is not just last year's sins. This year, of course, we did a virtual hammering on the cross because of the whole situation we are in now. But in fact, I have saved all 9 years, I'd say, because of this year missing, of my time here at Spirit of Joy. I was looking forward to doing this with you in a very sacred way, because I recognize that it's been a long journey. There's a lot of sins, a lot of brokenness that these represent. Hopefully, many of these prayers have been answered. One of the first things I noticed when I took them out of their container at church and pulled one out, this is the one I pulled out first. Just wanted to look at a few of them. Uncertainty. That was the first that I pulled out. And I thought, how appropriate a burden that we all carry right now. Uncertainty. I'm not going to read the rest of them, and I do want to keep and respect the privacy of those who lay them upon the cross. But you know the ones you laid there, and hopefully tonight, or this morning, or whenever you watch this video in worship, you will know that those sins long ago and those burdens were carried to God, and God hears and sees all that we ask for. This uncertainty word. It means a lot of things to us right now. When we look back at the narrative of Pentecost, it is very easy to see the excitement, the pizzazz, the pure rush of energy that is flowing amongst the people on that day because of the fact that all of a sudden they can hear each other, they can understand each other, they're not divided anymore. What a beautiful thing, they're finally together. But along with that, as so many things in life, there's another side of it which was uncertainty. How is this happening? What is the cause of this? Of course, they must all be drunk, right? They had to find certainty. They had to find a reason. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, that's the power of the Holy Spirit, is we do not necessarily have what we would call certainty in how it works or how it moves, but we do have the certainty of the promise that it is present with us always. Now, I mentioned that flame was very small long ago, and it began to grow into something powerful. This flame I have here is not big enough to swallow up the burdens that you and I carry. We need something bigger. So I'm going to invite you to take a little walk with me, a little journey with our burdens, and let us carry them somewhere where they can be truly taken away off of our souls and where we can find peace. Let us walk together. Sisters and brothers in Christ, as I mentioned long ago, a small flame began. But it wasn't long that the flame of hope and peace, love and joy that Jesus started became something much bigger. Have started out small, but it began to grow and grow. As more and more believed, more and more saw the power of God's love. It grew into something much more powerful. Through the power of that flame and what it represents, we see the swallowing of our sins and brokenness. So I invite you, as you stare upon this flame, to imagine that this is God's grace, swallowing up the brokenness that we all experience in our lives. And so, in that spirit,
I pour out your burdens, my burdens, and those we have collected all of these years. Join me, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we have a fireside chat about Pentecost. As I said earlier, that flame began to grow and grow, and it went and spread across the nations, changing our world forever. One of the sad realities that we live in, especially as we look at that first burden, that first sin that we saw, was the uncertainty that we experience as human beings, brothers and sisters in Christ, does not go away. We still, as you know, live in uncertain times. When those disciples in our gospel narrative were in that room, remember the story, they were locked in that room. They were afraid, they were on the run, they were enemies of the state, whatever terminology you want to use, they were not in a good place. I think it's easy to say that many of us feel not in a good place right now. But the promise that Jesus brought when he entered that room so simply and discreetly but powerfully and said, "Peace be with you," was the promise that even if we are in a place of uncertainty, a place of loss, a place of brokenness, there is nothing that can take us away from the certainty of his promise to come and be beside us, to bring us that peace. Now on Pentecost, of course, we have the imagery of fire. We celebrate Pentecost with that imagery, as among other images, of course, of the Holy Spirit. Fire cleanses, it gives warmth. It's also very powerful and very unpredictable. To be quite honest, I am extremely grateful that I didn't burn part of my hand or my face off in this sermon today. That's very fortunate indeed. It is a powerful thing. But there are also other flames that are burning right now in our world. There's the flame that's constant of poverty and brokenness in so many parts of the world. We've seen clearly that this terrible pandemic, as awful as it is for everybody, has disproportionately hurt the poor and communities of color throughout the nation in much higher percentages than others, reminding us that poverty, again, is such a burden in our world, and that health and money oftentimes go hand in hand, which is a terrible reality when we look at our system today. We also see that, sadly, there are fires burning throughout our nation for yet another example of violence and senseless loss and the plague of racism in our nation. Just hours ago, it seems, this gentleman, George Floyd, lost his life in a terrible, terrible way. We've all stood up and seen the video and said, "This was not right." And it has created a flurry of rage amongst many people. Now, of course, I sit here never condoning violence or destruction of any form, but I can understand where the anger comes from, at least conceptually, because I've never lived my life as someone of color or someone who was marginalized in that way. But I can understand if I were meant to feel less than by our society and by our systemic history of this problem of difference. I can understand anger. So please do join me, brothers and sisters, as we pray for peace amongst our communities, for solutions to this problem. We have so many examples of brokenness between issues and clashing of racism, poverty, lack of health. There's a whole list that we can name. Right here in our own community of Hemet, we can name all kinds of problems that you and I both know exist each and every day. But that is exactly why we celebrate Pentecost and remember that on that day, the Holy Spirit did not just give language to people. Because what is language, brothers and sisters? Language is the ability, yes, to speak to another person, to understand one another, but it's also that which unites us in relationship. For us to be able to speak to one another, to say, I care for you, or I'm sorry, or please be with me in my time of struggle, or any of the other deep emotional feelings that we give to another person, that is connection. That's what language does. On that day of Pentecost, it wasn't just about the Holy Spirit coming and making everything crazy and sending them all out into the world. It was about the Holy Spirit bringing them together. Now more than ever, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we look out in our nation and in our world at the many problems, and I don't want to list them all night long. It is just overwhelming, too much to bear. More than ever, may we see the power of that Holy Spirit to bring that unity to us now. Instead of dividing one another by what the color of our skin is, or our status in society, or labeling people by their job or their socioeconomics, or whatever sort of label we give that person, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we realize that there are no labels in God's kingdom except for the label of child of God. Jesus gave the power to forgive so that people would be able to lay down their burdens and realize that once they're free of the brokenness of this world, they will discover the only true freedom they'll ever have. The freedom that we have in Jesus Christ. Because as long as we breathe the breath of this world, we will always have problems. We'll always have brokenness. I hope we don't always have pandemic like this. I hope it changes and soon a good treatment and vaccine will be discovered so that we can come out of our homes without the masks that hide our ability to smile at one another and enunciate words. But we will always have problems nonetheless. If it's not a pandemic, it's something else. But here's the good news, brothers and sisters. As you still see a little bit of fire burning there, you'll notice that all those sins are gone. All the things that you wrote down for the last 10 years, all the burdens that you carried, they are no more. The moment you laid them upon the cross, the moment you gave them over in spirit, the moment you sat in your car and wept one day and said, Lord, be with me, they were gone. They were let go because Jesus took them upon the cross and freed us forever. So on this Pentecost, brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that you will know that whatever burdens you're carrying right now, lift them up to the Lord and find the freedom that we experience. Find the peace that Jesus gave to his disciples in that room. Find the miracle of being able to communicate with strangers, with people that may have been considered enemies. Now more than ever, as our nation is broken once again by conflict and violence, now more than ever, we need to understand one another. To have patience and love for one another, to be honest about the disparities and the struggles that we face in this world. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. It brings us together in a way that never had happened before in the history of time. Jesus gave that gift. He told them before he left that there would be one, an advocate, who would be with them to guide them, to care for them, but also, as we see on that faithful Pentecost day, to unite them and tear down the barriers that this world had put up. I pray that this day, the barriers that you have in your life will be taken down. If any of the burdens that you laid upon those pieces of paper long ago still are in your heart, may you let them go and receive the gift of forgiveness that comes through Jesus. And may the fire of the Holy Spirit burn within your soul, cleansing, giving new life and new hope. Let us pray for that today. Gracious God, may the Holy Spirit be with us now. May we trust and know that as we are a nation of division based on gender, ethnicity, race, socioeconomics, region, politics, so many other things, we are first and foremost God's people. All the other barriers that we put up, Lord, are made by human hands, not by divine. Lord, we pray that you'll help us to bring those human hands of love and tenderness to one another, even in this time of distance. Lord, we pray that you will guide our rulers and our nation when it comes to the issue of racism and poverty, the fight against COVID-19, the care of creation, all the different burdens that we carry, Lord. Lord, we especially pray for the family of the George Lloyd. May they find peace. May they find justice. And Lord, as we always do when we pray during these moments, we also pray for the officer. May they find forgiveness and redemption for their sins. For as we always do, we pray for the one who is harmed and the one who is the perpetrator. And God, may we also pray for the easing of tensions between our law enforcement and our communities. We are all in the same life together. May we find a way to make our communities better and break down these barriers. And gracious God, we pray that for all who carry burdens today, they might be lifted off of their soul. They might be cleansed by this all-encompassing fire, and they might find peace forever. And I invite you all to just breathe in the power of the Holy Spirit as it works and moves, guides and comforts each and every one of us. May the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.